This is the 5-Minute Focus for episode 123, hour one and hour two.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live, and they are going to be extremely frustrating times for those of us who are alert and not hypnotized and not inhabited by evil. And this is the 5-Minute Focus. It is a glance ahead to what's coming up, a mini program in and of itself, something you can share with friends, hit the share button, and they'll know what's coming up in the next two episodes. Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, is love itself.
The president saying hate and fear is being given too much oxygen in this country. He said those who use it for power, political gain, and profit, he called them out.
Yes, so this will be the election, hour one, episode 123. The election's so-so results. For those of us who live in Idaho, very scary results. Pennsylvania swings right now back and forth between a decent person and Mehmet Oz, who is not a decent person. So now what? Well, spiritual point of view for me is God won. I'll explain that, and it's confusing to some people. It's confusing to me why God allows these things sometimes. So we'll talk about that, but we'll also talk about what the election is going to be. The election is going to be about this.
The racist anti-immigrant theory that says non-white immigrants are being brought to replace America's white population.
Right. It's going to be all about racism, of course, because they have nothing else. Speaking of replacement theory, Ron DeSantis, a governor to model.
I'm not even asking anybody to come. You know, some governors beg people to come. I love the people we have here. I'm fine. But people are, they're fleeing a lot of these bad, and not just fleeing other states, they're fleeing from Canada. They're fleeing from other places to be able to come to the state of Florida.
There is a great division, and the Lord is allowing this. I think he's fostering it. I think he's saying, pick your country as America faces a breakup. It simply does face a breakup. Those of us who know the actual Joe Biden know he's not really loved.
This MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
It's pretty sharp language from the president. It's the sharpest language that we should expect from Biden.
In his most forceful pushback yet, Margaret is sharpening attacks heading into the midterms.
I think that is the type of argument that you're going to hear from this president.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
If we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of
you. We know the real Joe Biden. I don't know that Joe Biden knows the real Joe Biden. So what do we do? Now we've got the midterms. They're so-so results. Looks like the shiny shoes are going to hold power. So what do we do? Well, I think one of the things we need to recognize is that we're dealing with a whole lot of people who are so either desirous of fame or power that they cannot see that they speak out of both sides of the mouth at the same time, or they've absolutely been conned by evil. These words came out of the same woman's mouth in the same paragraph.
All that white Americans have to come to terms with. Why is it that African Americans and brown and black people more generally are seen as the other or demonized so easily in a lot of our politics? You know, we sort of talk about white supremacy, but it's also the ways in which people talk about folks coming across the border.
Okay, so demonized. That's brown and black people are demonized.
You know, Biden was talking about two Americas here. He talked about the ordinary African Americans, many of whom came to Buffalo fleeing racial violence. You think about the ways in which these northern black towns came to existence. A lot of those folks were fleeing oppression in the South, only to be met with oppression and racist violence in these northern cities. Going about their daily lives at a grocery store, that is one America, and the other America, the kind of racism that has coursed through this country for decades and hasn't been denounced enough, hasn't been rooted out enough. You know, oftentimes it is African Americans who talk about racism. It is really a white cultural problem.
Two Americas, the virtuous, beautiful, lovely, peace-seeking black community with absolutely no issues, completely virtuous, and the disgusting white supremacy culture of white culture. But yeah, it's terrible that she observes black and brown people being, you know, demonized because she would never. So that'll be hour one. Hour two, what on earth does George Soros and kids' toys have to do with what we're seeing in our society?
So what they did was they actually developed that is an interactive play table that's like a flat screen TV that's parallel to the floor. There's two fisheye lens cameras on either side, and the children are supposed to play together at that table, and then it scores their social behavior on a rubric. Now, I have and it has facial recognition on it, and it goes to a permanent record.
So I'll explain the connection between Soros' investments into a college and a university program and technology like this, which is leading to behavior modification, which we're seeing in our schools. This right here is a behaviorally modified person who is pushing behavior modification down to kids.
Something nice about starting with inclusive curriculum and then kind of building to a GSA is that you can start reading books that are about all different genders or watching little videos that represent people of all backgrounds. And then questions will come up organically, like they do with children. And then you can start to say things like, well, I'd love to explore that more in our Rainbow Club. You can kind of build.
The curiosity, that's grooming. And the chemically altered voice there, very, very sad that that human being has done that to themselves. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but altered behavior. And when parents push back on the behavior modification that people like that are forcing down their kids' throats.
I'm going to read you an assignment given to my
15-year-old
daughter at a local high school. This will be horrifying for me to read to you, but that will give you perspective on how she must have felt when her teacher required her to memorize this and to act it out in front of her entire class. I don't love you. It's not you. It's just, I don't like your dick or any dick in that case.
What she said there is, I don't like your nickname for penis or any penis. So I cheated. Young girl was forced to memorize that and read it in front of her teacher and her class. And the parent got the microphone shut down because we can't have behavior modification being stopped. Oh, yeah, Soros. Mm-hmm, there's a tie. The behavior modification sometimes comes across in almost hilarious ways. This is at an abortion protest.
Masturbation is murder!
They're saying masturbation is murder, and sometimes it comes across in what can only be described as absolute evil.
Do you believe in abortion after birth? Would you support that?
I believe in whatever the woman wants to choose to do, that's her choice.
At any point of the child's life?
At any point of the lady's life, that's her choice.
To kill another person's body.
It's gonna always be her choice.
Even after the baby's born.
It's always her choice.
So if they're 2 years old.
It's always her choice.
I can kill my 2-year-old.
It's a woman's right to choose.
To kill their child at any point.
God is watching and he will not be mocked. And God won the election. He always does. Let's trust in that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about this. Let's not call it satanic. I mean, that would be kind of behavior modification. That can't be satanic. That's episode 123, hour one and hour two. Let us now spend some time praying for redemption for our country.